Establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
American Freedom Network, and unfortunately our regularly scheduled guest once again has not showed up, and hopefully we'll be able to get him before too long, but we'll go get his number during the first break. Anyway, it's open lines. Give us a call at 1-877-254-7524. Something you'd like to talk about, 877-254-7524. Don't be bashful, because we have nothing really planned at the present time. Of course, we were reading on the internet this morning about how they stole the election, and certainly in both Pennsylvania, Ohio, and perhaps one or two of the other major swing states. You've had areas in Pennsylvania where 99% of all the votes in a precinct were for Obama. You saw the same thing in Ohio. Only there you saw 100% of the precincts were for Obama, and more incredible in some of the precincts. Of course, more people voted than were actually signed up to vote. It's the same old concept that took place back in 2004 when they stole the election from John Kerry. And, of course, John Kerry knew exactly what was going on. There's a wonderful book. It's called Witness to a Crime by Richard Hayes Phillips, and I suggest you try to get a copy of it. Witness to a Crime by Richard Hayes Phillips. He actually, and you can actually hear my interview with Richard, maybe the middle of last week. I go off to my website, RadioLiberty.com, scroll down to listen, and then scroll down on listen on the right side. You'll see the listed, the archived interviews going back for 6 months, and one of them was with Richard Hayes Phillips, who's an amazing individual. He's actually very much of an outdoorsman. He has his PhD in science, and he's retired at the present time. But in 2004, he spent 3 years without compensation going through the votes in Ohio to see what really happened. And, of course, it's very obvious after going through hundreds of thousands of votes. He was able to get hold of those votes and the voting cards before they were destroyed, although some of them had been destroyed. But he went through hundreds of thousands of them and found out that there are many instances where the votes had actually been changed to take a little white patch and put over the votes there for Kerry, and then that remarked the ballot for Bush and feed it through the voting machines, or they'd fix the voting machines, or in a number of instances, why there are far more people actually who voted than there were people registered to vote in the precincts. Obviously, they stole the election in 2004. Kerry knew that. Actually, he had $17 million left over from his campaign. He could have asked for a revote, but, of course, being a loyal soldier, a member of the little group that runs America, the Trilateral Commission, remember, there's only 87 of them for all of North America, that includes both Canada and Mexico, and John Kerry was one of this little group that runs America, And he was obviously told not to challenge. Of course, Kerry was a member of the Skull and Bones, just exactly like George Bush was, both part of the same Luciferian secret society, the Skull and Bones Society at Yale, that only takes in 15 people a year, probably not more than 400 or 500 members alive at any one time, and yet, of course, out of a nation of 300 million people, you had running for president in 2004, a member of Skull and Bones on the Republican ticket, and a member of Skull and Bones, the same Luciferian society, running on the Democratic ticket. And we know it's Luciferian because there's people have actually been into the region, the people have actually photographed the secret initiations where the people bow before a replica of Lucifer and, of course, swear their demonic oaths. And, of course, they had their swastikas there at the Skull and Bones headquarters at Yale long before the Nazis ever adopted the occult emblem of the swastika as their symbol. You have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the world is run by far different people than most people understand. The Trilateral Commission owns and controls the United States. And as we pointed out before, between 1977 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States during that time period was a member of the Trilateral Commission. Certainly six of the eight presidents of the World Bank, eight of the 10 U.S. trade representatives, seven of the 12 secretaries of state, and nine of the 12 secretaries of defense during that time period, 1977 to 2008, came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. And there's only 87 members at any one time, and never more than that. So how could that be? Well, very simply, why we've already been taken over. In fact, I recently got an email from some fellow, I recently read an article by some fellow in Midnight Call magazine. It was last year. And he was just saying, why, if these people are so powerful, why haven't they taken over? And they have taken over, ladies and gentlemen. This last election was totally fraudulent. There were so many precincts in which, of course, Obama got 100% of the vote, or 99% of the vote. I mean, dozens of precincts. How could that happen? Well, why, the election was rigged. And, of course, the same thing happened in 2004. With the election of George Bush, but the establishment wanted George Bush for a second term. Why? Because his daddy, George Herbert Walker Bush, was a member of the Trilateral Commission, was a member of the Bilderbergers, was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, was a member of Skull and Bones, was a member of the Bohemian Grove, and was a former director of the Central Intelligence Agency, which, of course, is a subversive organization working in America, using American money to fund this bringing about of this one world government and the destruction of Christianity, because the two of them go together. We're witnessing a Luciferian effort to bring about a world government which will be headed by the Antichrist. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. It's open lines, and I hope you'll call in because I have nothing prepared. 877-254-7524. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, that certainly we go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidate of their choice. They run the elections, and it's all a matter of perception. It's to give you the idea that we elect our representatives, which we don't. They choose our representatives, and we vote for the candidates of their choice.
At RAM, we don't think it's the calendar's job to say when the work is done. We think it's up to the truck. So while the other guys are shutting down for the holidays, Ram trucks are firing up their available 390-horsepower Hemi V8 and Cummins turbo diesel engines and working overtime. This is a great time to get a great deal on a great truck right now. at the Ram Big Finish event.
Now get 0% financing for 60 months or $7,200 in total values on the 2012 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4. Values include $3,200 Bighorn package discount and $4,000 cash allowance. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. 0% APR financing for 60 months equals $1,667 per month for $1,000. Finance for well-qualified buyers through Ally regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. Offers end 12-3.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Until we get our regularly scheduled guest, so give us a call, 877-254-7524. But you know, it's amazing how they stage these elections. And we have all of this play on the media going back and forth between the candidates, and we have the primary elections. But believe me, certainly in the primary, where we had a choice of probably several good people. Alan Keyes certainly was running. Don't always agree with Alan, but he's a brilliant individual. I think he's a good Christian, and I think he loves the Lord. And then, of course, we had Ron Paul, who certainly was the one candidate who said the things that needed to be said, and that is that we can't look to government to take care of us. We don't need a massive military to defend us. Our military is not defending us. It's imposing the world dictatorship and funding and financing and keeping dictators in power all throughout the world. The purpose of our military should be to defend America. And we want to defend America, but we don't need troops stationed in 130 nations to defend America. We don't need 800 to 900 foreign military bases to defend America. And until people understand that they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government, and that is the basis of everything going on today, nothing really makes sense. Why did we invade Iraq back in 2003? Oh, it was because they had weapons of mass destruction. They knew the Iraq didn't have weapons of mass destruction that had been moved, transferred to Syria. We killed 1 million people, and then they said, oh, shucks, we just made a mistake. Do you really believe that? Who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Frank in Northern Colorado.
Hi, good to have you with us. You're listening to us on the Internet, or how are you hearing us?
KHNC, 1360 AM.
Okay, fine. We'll go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, I just wanted to, you were talking about some of the voter fraud that took place in Ohio and possibly
right.
some other states, and I just wanted to point out something that happened in Fort Collins at the Colorado State University. I tuned into a radio station during the election time, and they said that on the CSU election, on the CSU campus where the election place was, they had a picture of Barack Obama right there at the voting place, and they were handing out free T-shirts and pizza to any of the students who would vote for Barack Obama.
Was that actually at the place where they were actually getting the votes?
Yes, where they're actually where they were voting. So
I'll tell you what, that certainly is totally illegal. But nothing's ever done about it. It should be, I think it ought to be a capital crime if you interfere with the voting process and you cheat. But nothing is done. They let these people get away with it all the time. And certainly, were the people that you were listening to this radio program, were they incensed about this?
What it was, it was the Republican state chairman, and he had complained to the Larimer County Clerk Recorder that, you know, that they were illegal, there's illegal activities taking place on the Colorado State University campus. And I asked a student there who I know who actually goes there, and they said, yeah, they were there. They actually saw it firsthand, so it is true. And the Democratic state chairman just said, oh, it's just a frivolous issue to make a complaint like that. Of course, we know CSU's kind of gone a bad direction. A lady by the name of Pat Stryker, who's a very strong Democratic supporter of Mr. Obama and John Hickenlooper and Bill Ritter, gave $350,000 to CSU to hire Bill Ritter after he did not run for election here in Colorado. Of course, he's a Democratic governor, very supportive of Barack Obama. So there's a lot of corruption taking place on the CSU campus right now, and it's very discouraging to see it happening.
Well, you know, basically, tragically, our universities all across America have been taken over by people who are part and parcel of this radical leftist agenda. And some of these people involved with socialism are sincere. They really think, isn't it wonderful if government can provide for everything? But, of course, the people at the top really understand it's all a power structure. And eventually, of course, they buy the people's support, you know, by giving them things, all the free pensions and free medical care. But then the system is collapsing, and it's going to collapse probably this coming year. And when it does, of course, you see the other side of this benevolence. You see the tyranny that's coming and the loss of all freedom in America. This is what the end result always is of socialism. It's a sincere, benevolent, idealistic theory, but somebody has to be in control. And that person will be the tyrannical dictatorship that's coming to America, because, of course, I believe God is going to bring punishment on this country because we've turned against him.
I agree with what you just said there, and I do believe our country is under judgment. Just, you know, along the idea, there's a Hobby Lobby is owned by a David Green, whose family started it in a garage many years ago. 500 outlets across the U.S., and they are suing in court to stop Obamacare. They have said, we do not want to give out birth control pills to our employees. Our employees do not want them, and yet they're being forced under Obamacare to do it. So the actual companies that are creating jobs here in our country are being penalized or fined if they goes forward, whereas Congress is not forced to be under Obamacare. Members of Congress, if you're a Muslim, you are not forced to take part in Obamacare. I think there might be a religious exemption for the Mennonites as well, possibly. But it's just a stacked deck against the companies that are that have good principles, biblical principles. And they're trying to be forced to do these ungodly things, like go along with abortion and this sort of thing. So,
I agree with everything you say, but they are making a major issue out of the forced contraceptive pills and ignoring the fact that this is all about euthanasia. It's about killing the elderly, and all you need to do is go up on the Internet and certainly type in, 120,000 British citizens killed by medical care or in the hospitals, or elderly people killed in England under the healthcare system. They killed 120,000 people last year, and they actually rewarded the hospitals for killing the elderly people just to get them off the socialized medical rules there in England, because their system is going bankrupt and they're going to do the same thing in America. And no, people are concerned about contraceptive pills, and justifiably so. What about this plan to kill the elderly? They have to kill off the elderly. We already have certainly 100 million people on Medicare and Medicaid today, according to attorney Tom Coburn, his book, The Debt Bomb. 100 million people on Medicare and Medicaid, and another 79 million are retiring, the baby boomers. They've got to kill the elderly. They'll bankrupt the system, and they're never going to admit the system doesn't work, at least until the whole thing collapses. And it's going to collapse. It's not a matter of if, but when.
I agree with what you said, Dr. Stan. In Nazi Germany, this is what the progression was. They did medical experimentation, and then they started doing infanticide, and then they started doing euthanasia, and then genocide. And our society is doing the same thing. There's lots of evidence that they're doing medical experimentation on young. Of course, we have, through abortion, we have partial birth abortion, we have infanticide. We've seen the euthanasia issues taking place with Dr. Kevorkian, and I think what you're saying, the genocide is, unless something dramatic, if God intervenes, but it looks like this genocide thing could sure take place.
Well, it's already, already started. That's what the hospice program is all about. The hospice program is about killing the people with cancer in the terminal stage of life. The only trouble is that some of the people don't have cancer and they're not in the terminal stage of life. And this is still going on in America today. And the tragedy is there's no outcry from the medical profession. We've accepted this idea of death with dignity. Well, this is not death with dignity. It is euthanasia. It is part and parcel of the entire program being implemented in America today as a prologue to the mass genocide that's coming.
One final comment, just to show, my mom is 91 years old, and about a little over a year ago, she had had a hip replaced 17 years ago, and it kind of gave out on her. And so she was in severe pain, and within 2 weeks, we had a new hip replaced in there. A very good surgeon did it. A year later, she's up walking, using a cane. She's mentally alert. She's very active. She's a God-fearing woman. Her quality of life at age 91 is fabulous because she got immediate health care when she needed it. That same surgeon that did that surgery, he says if Obamacare goes forward, he will stop being a surgeon. He won't allow a panel, bureaucratic panel in Washington, D.C., determine how he practices medicine. So it's a very sinister thing all the way, you know, the whole thing.
You're absolutely right, and that panel would not allow your mother at 85 or 88 to have a new total hip put in. I mean, basically, there is not enough money. They have to ration access to health care. We didn't have, you know, certainly a problem providing health care before we had free government care. It's only when we have free government care we've got to begin to ration access. I'm glad your mom is doing well.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Appreciate all you're doing, and God bless you. I'll hang
up. God bless you, too. Thanks so very much. And again, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. And it's important that people have some grasp of what's really going on in the world today because, of course, basically the government is spending 40 cents of every dollar they're putting out has to be borrowed. How long do you think that's going to last? Well, I believe this whole thing is going to be collapsing and collapsing very soon. They know that. That's why they want Obama in, and he is going to supervise the destruction of this country because Obama hates America. He always has hated America. His foundation is in Marxism. He was a disciple of Saul Alinsky. And if you've never read Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals, get it, or at least get a copy and look at it. You don't have to purchase it. But, of course, it's dedicated, or at least in the foreword of the book, it talks about how the course, it goes along with the position taken by the first radical, Lucifer. That's Saul Alinsky's words. The first radical, this book has to do with the position taken by the first real radical, who is Lucifer. And this is a Luciferian movement, this effort to have the government provide for the people. That's what Saul Alinsky wants. That's what Barack Obama wants, the government to take care of the people, but also to have the ability to kill them when they get to be elderly. There are death panels in the whole concept of Obamacare as put forward by Barack Hussein Obama, who is not an American, who has a fraudulent long birth certificate. He posted it on his own website. It's frankly fraudulent. And of course, it was as soon as it was information began coming out about how the long-term birth certificate of Barack Obama was fraudulent, immediately our attention was shifted from that to Osama bin Laden, who supposedly was tracked down suddenly and suddenly killed there in Pakistan. The only trouble is they didn't take any pictures. They don't have a body. They wanted to get that buried before the sun rose, so they dumped it in the ocean. That, of course, is a big part.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Freedom, freedom goes away.
Hi, I'm Bruce Baker. I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh, or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
Four, 7524. 877-254-7524. Do we have a caller? I guess not. So it's 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Yesterday was a disaster. Our Okay, two guests, actually, in the afternoon. Neither one of them showed up, and we had to do open lines for a couple of hours. Fascinating calls, though. Really enjoy having people call in. I had one fellow call in who was trying to tell me that suddenly I talked about what the fact that they suddenly we're not allowed to deal with this spent nuclear fuel rods here in America, because there's an organized effort to do away with electricity for the common people. They want, of course, to do away with the electricity generated by burning of fossil fuels, either oil or coal or natural gas, because, of course, of the carbon emissions and the fact that carbon dioxide, which is essential, incidentally, to health of plants, but that's toxic, and we have to do away with carbon dioxide. So we've got to do away with burning fossil fuels. We've certainly got to take out the dams. We can't have hydroelectric electricity, cheap electricity, because that interferes with the fish migration. And then we have to do away with nuclear fuel because, of course, well, we don't know what to do with the nuclear fuel rods. And, of course, as I pointed out in my program yesterday, in France, they simply reprocess the nuclear fuel rods. We spent billions of dollars for a cave in Nevada to put them underground, because it's foolish. We should reprocess them as they do in France. But no, they spent billions of dollars on this underground tunnel. And then of course, the judge said, well, we know what's going to happen in 10,000 years, that the nuclear fuel rods will be safe in the cave for 10,000 years. But what about 25,000 years from now? They don't know what's going to happen 25,000 years from now. So you can't store the nuclear fuel rods underground. You've got to keep them in pools of water adjacent to the nuclear plants so that if there's an accident of any sort, it'll contaminate the whole area. They're intentionally doing this. They want nuclear contamination because they want to do away with nuclear energy. And that's why, since we have our troops stationed in Japan, Japan is an occupied nation. We will not allow them to reprocess their nuclear fuel rods, and that's why we had Fukushima. Well, who do we have calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. It's L.A. Marzulli.
Hi, L.A. Marzulli. It's good to hear from you. For those of you who don't know, L.A. is an ordained minister who gave up his position at a large church because, the minister there didn't want people reading L.A.'s books. And, of course, they're excellent books, which we carry. We think that his information is vitally important because he looks into, of course, the spiritual battle that's going on within Christianity today. Always a source of information. Well, what are the major issues as you see them today, L.A.?
Well, what amazes me is that the Middle East is getting ready to blow. Of course, every time I'm on your show, we talk about this, but over the weekend, 110 rockets were fired into Israel. And early in the morning, over in Israel, remember, obviously they're in a different time zone. They struck back on some Palestinian, rocket launcher sites. The bottom line is what we see is this ongoing saber rattling. And of course, launching 110 missiles is a little bit more than saber rattling. Syria continues to deteriorate. The massacre numbers, or the numbers of people massacred in Syria. And some of the massacres are just absolutely brutal, just horrific. We actually show some of this in our about-to-be-released DVD, Watchers 5. And it's just unbelievable. A room full of children, many of them under 5-year-olds, just completely butchered, completely butchered. So, of course, the news media doesn't really cover much of this. And speaking of the news media, the clown for the week, of course, is General Petraeus and the affair. This should last probably for at least 2 weeks. And to keep people distracted from what's really going on.
And let me interpose here that certainly the people who we are financing, the terrorists over there, we are financing the people who are butchering the people. And many of the people being butchered are Christians. And they're being butchered. The Christians are being butchered with American tax dollars. But we can't let the stupid people in America know that certainly the invisible government that controls America is financing this whole revolution over there in Syria. 200,000 Syrians have fled the country and, of course, are living in abject poverty either in Turkey or in Jordan. And we're financing this whole thing, American tax dollars at work. And what are the American people concerned about? Well, we're concerned about football. We're concerned about, certainly, General Petraeus. We're concerned about another general now who spent a couple of 20 or 30,000 emails to somebody, so another woman, the man who is a four-star Marine general who replaced General Petraeus in Afghanistan. That story just came out this morning. So we ought to be able to get a lot of distraction out of all of these issues, but it's distraction. We can't let the American people realize that they have blood on their hands because they pay their taxes, and that tax money is paid to the terrorists who are slaughtering the Christians and, of course, the Muslims in Syria today. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's very well put, Dr. Stan. I've sort of joked about this tongue-in-cheek, but it's really not a joke. Where do these rebels just go back into the Libyan campaign and, you know, or even Egypt or any of the countries that have been involved in the imbroglio or the Arab Spring? What we see is that these so-called rebels are armed to the teeth. And this begs the question, where do you get rocket launchers and then put them on the back of Toyota pickup trucks, which is what we see? Who's funding this? You don't go down to the local falafel stand and put the order in for, you know, 50 AK-47s. Someone is financing this. And, of course, this is what we really don't hear, and that's why I agree exactly with what you said. Meanwhile, Texas is trying to secede from the Union. Of course, this is just it obviously won't happen, but there are, I think, as close to 20 states now have filed papers to secede from the Union. The country is incredibly divided. Incredibly divided. There's an unrest in this country because of the recent election. There's a lot of people who are looking at the Democratic Party specifically. I actually blogged about this today and had a link to it during a Democratic convention when the Democrats were asked to vote on including God in the platform. There was an overwhelming response of nay. And, of course, they just railroaded it through anyway. But it just, in my opinion, Dr. Stan, it's indicative of where we are as a country, where we have abortion on demand, homosexual marriage, and on and on it goes. Basically a nanny state, welfare, record high food stamps. And, you know, the country, I'm going to write a blog on this probably tomorrow, but the country that we knew is no longer here. And it's part of the problem is when you have a government that's so bloated and so corrupt, and ours is corrupt, when you've got lobbyists that spend millions, perhaps even billions of dollars all combined to move laws or to sway law. When you have Obama in the last...
Hold that thought, L.A. We'll be back in a moment here with the American citizen.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning is L.A. Marzulli. L.A., go right ahead.
Well, you know, we were talking, Dr. Stan, about some of these states that are filing petitions, getting 25,000 names, and then they file them up to Washington to secede from the union. There are people that are really alarmed. When you have a president who allegedly has created over 900 executive orders in his almost four years of taking office, that's alarming. I noticed a couple of days ago there was a news item that in the last couple of days or last week since re-election, Obama has rammed through about 120 new regulations. The problem is government is so bloated, and it's, remember, we fought the American Revolution to have people represent us. And, of course, now we don't get any representation. What we have is gridlock between this two-party system. And I agree, Dr. Stan. I believe that we have not really had a president in this country since Kennedy. And remember, Kennedy was shot, and we're coming up on that anniversary. That's why I think it's poignant that we mentioned him. Kennedy was assassinated, I believe, by a conspiracy, and for three major reasons. One, withdraw from Vietnam. Two, shatter the CIA in 1,000 pieces. And three, completely get rid of the Federal Reserve. Now, this is what he was trying to do. All of these are well-documented positions that Kennedy took. 2 weeks prior to his assassination, he spoke of secret societies and how abhorrent they were to the American way of life. Well, we are so far down the river now in 2012 where we basically have someone that circumventing the Constitution, circumventing Congress by shouting out 900 executive orders in the 4 years of his presidency. This, of course, creates great alarm in the citizenry, which is why we see states attempting to secede from the Union. But never before, not since the Civil War, have we seen this sort of unrest. I mean, the country is more divided now than ever, and I don't know where it's going to go. I will say this, that there are, excuse me, let me get a drink of water here, Dr. Stan. When we look at events like Hurricane Sandy, we see that for the most part, the concept of being self-reliant is no longer that pioneer spirit. For the most part, I'm painting with a very broad brush here, but for the most part, it's not prevalent in the mindset of most Americans. Where's FEMA? Where's the Red Cross? Well, you know, what did people do before FEMA? What did people do before the Red Cross? There was a spirit in this country which helped develop this country. And granted, there were excesses where people were greedy and I understand all that. But the basic idea, I think it comes down to in this country, will we be a nation that is self-reliant, or will we go the way of Western Europe and become a nanny state? And what we see in Western Europe is high unemployment, which is where we're headed to here. But look at Greece, look at Spain, Portugal, Ireland. All these countries have a nanny state in place, and the whole thing is crumbling. It doesn't work. And I blogged about this last week, lamarzulli.wordpress.com. It showed a man at a Red Cross or a FEMA distribution center in New Jersey, and he's got a package of stuff. And the whole deal is this. Look, I understand it. If a fire came through, which has happened before where I live up in the Santa Monica Mountains, it can decimate everything in its path. It can burn everything. And I understand that. At that time, okay, we need some help here. But the bottom line is, and we've harped about this, I know you've harped about it, Dr. Stan, we need to prepare in advance for disasters that may come, which means, you know, storing food and water and having that in a place where in the event of an earthquake or a fire, it won't be damaged. You can go back and either it's underground or a fireproof shelter, whatever. The bottom line is the stores are safe. That is being self-reliant. waiting for the government to come and save the day. And you just look at Katrina, now look at Sandy. Mayor Giuliani stated that, that FEMA was an absolute disgrace. His words, not mine. I think the guy should know he was boots on the ground. So, you know, a lot's going on. Just one more quick little point, Dr. Stan, which I find extremely interesting. I've talked about the Ring of Fire on this show before. And the Ring of Fire is basically volcanic and seismic activity that goes from Alaska down the west coast of the U.S., down into South America, and then it begins to swing out into the Pacific, specifically Vanuatu, New Zealand, Australia, Indonesia, Japan, and then back up around to Alaska. And what we see is a constant cycling of seismic activity and volcanic activity. Well, I think it was a day or two ago, or perhaps even yesterday, a big 6.4 earthquake up off the coast of Alaska, and we had that 7.4 last week down in South America. I say this because the West Coast, specifically California, so far has escaped anything major. And I'm not a prophet here, but this is what alarms me. You get another earthquake like you had off Fukushima, and we've got nuclear power plants exactly in the same type of scenario as off the coast of Fukushima, Japan, exactly like that, down by Camp Pendleton. And God forbid we should have an earthquake, an 8.4, 9.0, whatever, off the coast of Los Angeles. It could be absolutely devastating. And this is why it's time to prepare and not have an escape route. Have a plan, because these things are happening. All that to say this, Dr. Stan, I believe that we are in the birth pangs that Jesus warns us about. I believe America is not included in prophecy because, and I wrote about this in my book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, because America is taken down and taken out. And I believe that, unfortunately, that we are in that window of time where we're going to see that. We are not in biblical prophecy, and it's for a reason. The greatest nation on earth is now $16 to $17 trillion in debt, and we see the political, just the political morass that we're in, the financial morass that we're in, and the country is greatly divided. So I believe that we're in the birth pangs, and I think this thing is ramping up. The place to watch, of course, is the Middle East and Israel.
Well, I think we're headed into a very difficult times. I think that the economy is going to begin to collapse this coming year. I think this is all carefully planned to bring about and justify the implementation of a dictatorship in America. But then what right do the American people have to be free? After all, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And how many people are opposing the fact that our government, or the invisible government that controls us, is bringing about revolution after revolution after revolution throughout the Near East, Middle East? God bless you, L.A. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoy our short interview with L.A. Marzulli, certainly one of my favorite guests, a gentleman who has a great grasp of what's going on in the world today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose, and most Americans don't even understand what's going on. We're just so intent upon living the good life. Well, that good life is coming to an end, and very, very soon. And you, I hope you'll be praying for America. I hope you'll be praying that God will bring his mercy on this country. I hope you'll be praying for revival, because if we don't have a revival in America, if the American people don't turn back to God, then God is going to bring his vengeance on this country. And I think he's already begun with the election of Obama, who is going to be a disaster and going to implement a dictatorship in America because of his intense hatred for this country. He is not an American. He doesn't support America or our views. He is a dedicated Marxist intent upon establishing a ruling elite to control you from the cradle to the grave. And if you don't have the courage to stand up and fight what's going on and help us get the word out, then you don't deserve to be free. Well, I need to point out that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. After all, we have well over 50 stations that carry our programs either during the week or on the weekend, and if you're in a position to help us financially, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, where you can go and read our newsletters, watch our DVDs, listen to our programs 24 hours a day. They're posted there, either live or archived. Listen and help us get the information out across America. Encourage others to listen. Talk to people. And certainly, go to the fair and set up a table and or any meeting in place. Any place is a crowd of people. Set up a table and pass out DVDs. You have my permission to copy anything I've made or any of our CDs or any of our tapes, but get the information out. Help people understand that there really is a small group of wicked people who control our country. There's the Trilateral Commission. The information on the Trilateral Commission you can get at augustreview.org. That's augustreview.org, Pat Wood's website. He started studying the Trilateral Commission back in the 1970s, along with Tony Sutton, a friend of ours, Professor Sutton, who, of course, was at the Hoover Institute for many years until he told the truth. And if you are at a university and you tell the truth, they're going to get rid of you. That's why many good people at the universities simply keep quiet. They're afraid to tell the truth because they know they'll lose their job, they'll lose their pension, and they'll not be able to get another job. And if you are an academic and you tell the truth and you don't have certainly tenure, why, they'll get you. And even if you do have tenure, they will find a reason to take it away from you. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, the people who tell the truth today get into terrible problems. And many times, of course, they're ruined financially. Their IRS will come after them, or they're frankly killed. I've had a number of people I've interviewed who simply disappeared after being on my program. This is not imaginary. It's real. It's what's going on in America today. And remember, we're financing the Syrian civil war, and over 200,000 innocent people have been forced out of their homes. They're living in poverty in Jordan and Turkey. And that's because you, ladies and gentlemen, are just too busy having a good time to be concerned about the foreign policy of the invisible government that controls America. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Pray for America, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty. Vision. Okay. until tomorrow, and the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after Me is preferred before Me, for He was before Me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable